So I'm Peter Lee and live at Lee House, Prickwilla Road, Ely. I've been farming in the Ely area for almost 80 years. I'm now 79, 80 in a month's time. And I've always loved this part of the country, especially because of the commons up here and the rivers and the lakes and what have you. So I'm pleased to help in any way I can, you know, to keep it as it is. The river itself down on the Cresswells was much narrower in 1945. There was a row of large willow trees alongside the river bank, enough room to drive horse and float, milk float, between the trees and the river. East side of the Cresswells, Dad had 5 to 6 acres of osiers, which were taken for making baskets by Mr. Bert Hunt. We bought potato cobs made by him, as did many potato growers. These willows were destroyed when the riverbed was cleaned out and widened. It deposited soil on the south side of the river bank. Now a footpath, as much as 4 feet, was built up and laid down to grass. At that time we were able to make hay on all the 30 acres, until one year we had lots of rain, which flooded all the fields. We lost the whole lot, so that finished our hay making on this washland. Tom Lupson, he was a local man from New Barnes Avenue, he dug out the ditches. From time to time, he was a big, strong man, and ideal for that doing that job. Sid Merry, we used to employ him. Well, we just kept him in potatoes, that was his wage, for cleaning out the outfall. That was from the wash, the outfall into the river. Ticko Reynolds, I'm not sure whether that's Reynolds or Ticko Reynolds or Skeels. He was a man from the avenue. So is Nettles. And he was stone deaf. One day he was mowing nettles down on the wash, on the high part of the wash, and he disturbed two lovers. They carried on with what they were doing, and Ticko walked away. They carried on. Dad got knocked in the river. He couldn't swim. He'd got a hole in the back of his ear. And how that happened, he had to make, this was a very wet time when the wash was flooded. We got cattle on there and he had to try to make the cattle swim. But of course, that wouldn't happen, they wouldn't do that. So we tried to get them under the river bridge. So what happened there, in the finish, they wouldn't go under there because as we were trying to get the cattle under there, Dad stood on a big sleep affair near the railway bridge to keep the cattle going. Instead of that, one swung round and knocked him in the river. So of course my elder brother Roy, he was able, because we all carried sticks like you do when you're herding cattle, yeah. And he grabbed hold of that and got Dad out. So what happened then, we had to walk them back along the bank, then we had to make them swim from almost up the other end, because that was still all water, to the gate near the railway crossing, and got them out that way.
Yeah. Did they swim quite well, cattle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll swim once you can sort of get them going.
Yeah.
They would, yeah.
Tell me about the washes.
One field belonged to the church commissioners, but when my dad died in 70, I think it was, we then bought those fields.
Right. Was the flood bank there then?
Yeah, that's always been there. Yeah. Later, we sold some land and a clump of trees to the Ouse Catchment Board for workshops. And lots of small rail trucks were filling the gaps in the hedge. And each gap in the hedge had got these little railway trucks, you know,
they used to move the gold with, or something or other.
1945, my dad and eldest brother Roy would take a milk float to the sharp bend on Prickwilla Road and travel straight across to the railway line. At this time, No gold had been taken from this area. Well, not from this area, from the right-hand side of the road going to the railway.
Do you remember, was it a cinder track?
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah. So the people of Oakham travelled straight across the railway line. At this time, no gold had been taken from this area. Brother Roy was not pleased, as he had to get out of the trap to undo the gates. At that time, we would milk 16 cows by hand on the wash field, pouring the milk through a strainer into the 10-gallon milk churns. I can just remember, I'm going off to somewhere else now, I can just remember a tank trap near the blockhouse with large rolls of barbed wire. Yeah, like I think, I'm sure there was a tank trap through there, and yeah. Of course this wire was somewhere there. So we would take the cattle from Butts Farm, which is along the Lynn Road, where I was born, down to the washland in the spring and fetch them away in the autumn. Each time we moved them, we would have to take one or two really old cows with us to lead the way across the railway. The younger ones just wouldn't face it, so I had one or two old cows to do that. Otherwise, no way could you get the younger cattle to cross. One year we had a terrible sharp winter. I think it's 1963, somebody, Bonnie Richard, I think. Couldn't do any land work for weeks and weeks. Dad sent three of us down to cut the hedge which ran down from the rail gates to the riverboard buildings. It was so cold, at docky time, my two brothers, Roy and John, myself, walked all over the ice in the pits, also under the bridge where we used to swim in summer, which we called the forefoot. And we used to walk down beside the railway and swim in that water there. And each side of the river that went under there was two huge, 10 times the size of sleepers, just to stop the barges hitting the sides river bridge. Yes.
And you used to swim in there, did you?
Yeah, during harvest time, we used to get a milk van and the whole of us used to go down there, go along there and swim. And of course the parapet on the river bridge was like that sort of stunt. And we'd come up there and stand on there and dive in. There was one boy, I think that was Bubba Lee from the Avenue, I think he used to jump off the bridge, but we weren't brave enough for that.
How deep was it, do you think?
Pardon?
Was it 4 foot deep? Is that what the...
Well, that was called a 4 foot.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I suppose it would. You could not walk across. Sometimes the taller of us could, perhaps, just get across, because that was all mud and whatnot, you know. One Thursday at George Cummins Sale Ely Cattle Market, George sold a big load of hay, and he stated it had been cut from Milton Hill Common. A question mark.
Oh.
And Richard put here, permission was given for a footpath was granted to the council by the Lee family that owned the wash under the railway bridge to the Ouse River workshops. I forget who, I remember somebody coming and asking, you know, if they could, so we gave permission to somebody,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now eels, Scott here. When we used to go down milking the cows, Dad used to lay eel traps in the river each night, and in the morning, nearly always we'd get one or four in the eel trap. So there was quite a lot of eels about then, Pam, wasn't there?
Right, yeah.
And the fishing rights which we had at the whole length of the wash, we let to Cooper's Arms, the public house.
Where was that then?
What the
Cooper's Arms?
Cooper's Arms was there. I think we still led to Cooper's Arms in Ely. That was a public house somewhere, yeah.
Do you know where it was? It local?
No, I can't. Yeah, I think it must have been local, but old Sid Merry, of course he's gone now, but he'd have known about it.
I think the board still says Cooper's.
Right, so that led to Cooper's Arms, and the rent we used to get Dad used to get for that, he'd get a bottle of whiskey a year and a cigar. That was the rent. But of course, Brother Tony now has the rent, so I've no idea what it is. That'd be a bit more than that, I suppose.
When you were grazing that, was it always milking cattle?
Now, at that time of year, we had this big milking herd up at Butts Farm, always milking cattle. Yeah. But of course, you've got the followers, of course, you know, but... Yeah.
And the two older cattle to help, you know, the
oh, two or three older cows who had been over there each year for perhaps 6 or 7, 8 years.
Yeah, sorry.
They knew the way over, and because those all milk cattle. Of course, beef cattle in those days, we had about, I don't know how many cattle we had at Butts Farm. That was a pedigree herd of Ayrshires they were. And every bull calf we got after 2 days that were taken off the cow, taken up Ely Market, and how much did we get for it? £1.
What, for a bull calf?
A bull calf.
A bull calf.
We'd get £1. Because a dairy breed, you see, they're
course,
no good
yes.
for beef.
Yeah.
And 1 week, Dad flew at us boys, we'd taken a heifer calf up there. So we had to go back up the market. We was savage. And of course, I don't think I'd already been sold, but they wouldn't let us bring it away. So that made £1.
So how long has your family had Butts Farm then? Was it just your father, or was it before him?
I think a gentleman named Captain Wilson owned the farm. Well, we're going back a long, long time. And after Captain Wilson, then who was the other Mr. Barwell? He was an auctioneer in Ely. Dick Barwell, he lived up the other end of Egremont Street, on the corner. He said to his wife's husband, who was a doctor, this farm was coming up for sale, and he wanted to invest some money, so they bought Butts Farm, well, only for a few £1,000, £3,000 or £4,000, and then, of course, he wasn't a farmer, so my dad had got a little orchard the other side of the road, so they said, would you like to let it? So Dad hired, and we had it ever since.
So was it just cattle?
Oh, we had quite a few fruit orchards, yeah. But at that time, I wish at that time Dad had bought land and not bloody cattle. We used to go to Lanark in Scotland. Is it Lanark?
Lanarkshire, yeah.
Yeah. And buy these cattle. And Dad used to have wads of notes and to buy these cattle, because fruit at that time was making ever so much money. Us kids used to go in the orchards and pick all these apples up, and we'd get 10 shillings a box. Well, I don't even make that now, fallen apples. And that was wonderful. So, had you bought land and not cattle, Pam, we'd have been rich.
You would have been.
I'm sorry, I asked Peter. You know, you used to take the 10-gallon churn, was it?
Yes,
milk churns. You used to sieve it, the milk.
We had a strainer.
And the
strainer be about that round, and that had a wad inside. And that had strain the milk, and that was all was done at that time.
Yeah. And then could you sell it then? I don't know, for pasteurising.
Oh, there were no pasteurising, nothing like that.
Yeah, so you
no,
just...
No, that was raw. And when we used milking cows by hand, Andrew, you sat on the old one-leg stool, milking the old cow, and of course his foot would be all mud and shit. And I'd lift his foot up and plonk it right in the bucket.
Oh.
But you didn't throw that milk away. You lifted his leg out, so it took that...
Yeah,
and that went straight in the churn. But I cannot remember. I used to deliver milk for my mum and dad. Now, I don't know where that was. I think we'd passed on from, you know, eating the milk churn with the 1 pint and half pint.
You used to go around in a cart with a churn, didn't you?
Oh,
yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Bring out the jugs, did they, or whatever?
They brought out the jugs.
Yes.
But
yes.
That was just before my time. Then, Dad, we had, I don't know whether you had milk bottles or milk cartons.
I think you had milk cartons.
And at that time, I used to go to the Orchard Estate, 32 houses. I used to know everybody in every house, because I grew up there with a barrow-type thing. I think that was an old pram or something. And take all this milk up there, every house up Orchard Estate.
And how old would you be then, Peter?
I think he was still at school.
Oh, I was definitely still at school. I never had a Sunday off. No. And then, of course, we went from the milk bottles to milk cartons.
No, churns to the milk cartons.
Yeah,
churns
to the bottles.
Bottles.
Yeah.
Bottles
and
to
then
cartons.
We went to milk cartons, didn't we? I still got a milk bottle. In the finish, we had two milk vans going round Ely. I'll tell you who Dad sold it to.
Alf Pope.
And we, I remember Dad selling it to him, and Alf Pope can't ever forget it, because Dad gave him about 5 or 6 years to pay for the round, and he said that made him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when you brought the cows across from Butts Farm...
Yeah. No, I can't remember. But our job was, as little kids, was to run in front of these cows and things. Everybody had a gate,
right,
you know, in front of the house or to stop. But I can't remember us crossing this common. So that's the only reason we'd come down here, was to go to the wash, you see.
Right.